Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Friday, June 27th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Harold Banner and Commerce Journal editor Caleb Slinkert. Birthdays. Born this day in 1880, Helen Keller.
Helen Keller dedicated her life to the betterment of others and labored tirelessly on behalf of the deaf and blind. As a lobbyist, fundraiser, speaker, world traveler, and dedicated champion of civil liberties, she did more to promote and secure equal treatment for those with disabilities than anyone before her or since.
Born June 27th, 1927. Bob Keeshan, better known as Captain Kangaroo. 84 years old today.
A giant sucking sound.
H. Ross Perot. This day in history, June 27th, 1950, the U.S. enters the Korean War. President Truman responded to a U.N. call for action.
Korea is a small country, thousands of miles away. But what is happening there is important to every American. On Sunday, June 25th, communist forces attacked the Republic of Korea. We are united in detesting communist slavery.
In 1957, Hurricane Audrey strikes the Texas and Louisiana Gulf Coast, killing more than 500 people. June 27th, 1969, it's considered the birth of the gay rights movement. Patrons of the Stonewall Inn in New York's Greenwich Village clash with police. From the documentary Stonewall Uprising.
The Stonewall Bar was right in the center of where we all were.
We were at the back of the room. The police started coming in, raiding the bar.
Something snapped. It's like, this is not right.
And then more police came. All of a sudden, pandemonium broke loose.
Number one on the charts in 1977. How about a glass of raw eggs for breakfast? Is Bill Conti and the theme from Rocky. On the KETR events calendar this evening from 5 to 8 p.m. at St. Paul's Episcopal Church on Farm Road 1570 in Greenville, an all-you-can-eat catfish dinner. Proceeds will benefit the joint workshop of Wonders Vacation Bible School, July 20th to the 24th, sponsored by Crestview Christian, Redeemer Lutheran, St. Paul's Episcopal, and United Presbyterian. The Vacation Bible School is open to the community. All you can eat catfish this evening from 5 to 8 at St. Paul's Episcopal in Greenville. And for more information, see events at ketr.org. And our thought for the day is from Helen Keller, born this day in 1880. Character cannot be developed in ease and quiet. Only through experience of trial and suffering can the soul be strengthened, ambition inspired, and success achieved. Our guest in the cafe this morning is the editor of the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal, Caleb Slinkert. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we keep hearing that the renovation of the Crossroads Mall is about to begin, Caleb, but I did see a trailer out there that looked like it might be some kind of construction trailer the other day, but still we're waiting excitedly for that to begin.
Absolutely, and I think we're kind of all at the point where we're not holding our breath. we've heard about the expansion and really the new construction to create kind of a big box mall now for several months. We've been in pretty frequent contact with the mall owners and the construction company, and there is the general sense that they are going to begin soon. They had a sign up for Ross. Obviously, the construction trailer is a great sign, but until they actually knock something down and start moving stuff around, I think that when we see that happen, that's when everybody's going to believe this will actually take place.
Has there been any kind of deadline or any kind of projected completion date or anything stated at any time?
Nothing like that. They keep telling us that they gave us kind of a general projected start date, and I've talked with some employees and managers of stores in the mall, and they have indicated they haven't really been told anything anything as far as, you know, what's going to happen, you know, when they're, you know, what's going to change. Obviously, there's going to be some traffic, you know, issues, some inventory going to have to move around, and they don't have any specifics themselves. So I think that we're still quite a ways away from seeing some actual, you know, a finished product.
Do we know what some of the stores will be, new stores that are not already there, or will there be? I guess we're almost certain there will be some.
Yeah, I know that they're going to keep, obviously, several of the stores that are already there. You know, Staples is obviously its own thing. You've got JCPenney and Belk there. But there are several stores that are supposed to be coming in, a Route 21, a Ross, you know, several stores that I think that local shoppers are going to be excited about coming in. But
Now the existing stores that are operating there now will be able to continue in business while the construction is going on.
Absolutely. The Staples, Belk, and JCPenney, they're going to remain at their same locations. And Bell's and Hibbett Sports are going to be relocated to kind of newly created spaces. It's going to be more of like a box mall, kind of like you see in Terrell. And then, you know, there'll be a new Marshalls, Petco, Encore Shoes, and Ross. And there's going to be separate buildings that are going to go to Mattress Firm and Great Clips. So I think from a development perspective, they're pretty far along. But from an actual construction perspective, you know, we're still a little ways off.
And I'm more familiar with Rockwall than I am Terrell, but I know there's some a number of malls over there that, in my mind, sound like what Crossroads Mall.
Yeah. Absolutely, and the idea behind a big box style is not that it's kind of that you drive up and then you walk directly into store, unless if you get into a mall and then walk around the mall. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the general, from what my understanding. I don't have a tremendous amount of experience with it, but that's what my understanding
is. It's not everything under the same roof in the way that North Park is.
Right, exactly.
I think people are familiar with that from as much shopping goes from Commerce and Greenville to Rockwall. All right, so now there's something else that's going on. This is, there's a company called Innovation First in Greenville that's sort of a locally developed outfit, and they're going to be expanding their operations.
Absolutely. Innovation First International is a kind of a robotics and technology company that was started by a Greenville resident, Tony Norman, who still lives in Greenville. They're located there off of I-30, kind of near 1570 on I-30 eastbound. They have a nice facility there. They're looking to build, and they bought 55 acres along 1570. They're going to have a 62,500 square foot expansion, so a significant amount of space. And then Hunt County is helping incentivize that expansion. The details aren't 100% clear yet, but we know it's going to be some sort of Freeport exemption or some other sort of kind of tax incentive form.
Mm-hmm. What exactly do they do?
Innovation First International does a variety of things. They produce, design a lot of the parts for Vex Robotics. They have a lot of kind of toy lines called Hex Bugs that have been featured in McDonald's Happy Meals. They even do stuff for companies like Server Space and Rack Solutions. And so they're kind of creative individuals and offices and some storage spaces located in Greenville.
And they have, you were telling me, they have basically some international operations, really.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a big company. They have offices in Europe. They have an office in Hong Kong. You know, they have global partners, you know, and so this is a big win for the county to keep a company like this, who's a local grown company that's really expanded quickly, to keep a lot of their offices and space in Greenville and in Hunt County is a huge win for the county.
And they're located on Interstate 30 near Watt?
Yeah, kind of Interstate 30, kind of past Monty Stratton as you're, or actually it's really close to Monty Stratton as you're coming into Greenville, and kind of off of 1570, but it is off of the frontage road off of I-30 East. So,
Caleb Slinkard, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Oh, always a pleasure.
And Caleb is the editor of the Herald-Banner and the Commerce Journal. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on KETR 88.9.